Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
In today's program, we take a closer look at the Zika virus and its effect on the human body. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay with us. Zika is a disease caused by a virus spread by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. The Zika virus, or ZikV, is similar to dengue, with symptoms such as joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis, headache, weakness, rash, and swelling of the lower limbs. Symptoms of the virus last for 4 to 7 days.
After being bitten by an infected mosquito, it takes about 3 to 12 days to come down with symptoms. You can also transmit the Zika virus to others. So the recommendation is, once you believe you have an infection caused by a mosquito, you are to prevent yourself from being bitten.
Principal Medical Officer and National Epidemiologist Dr. Karen Webster Carr. You can protect yourself from mosquito bites by using a repellent which contains DEET, sleeping under a mosquito net, and closing windows before dark. While there are no reported deaths associated with ZikV in affected countries, the virus can lead to complications.
There may be complications, rarely, of Zika virus infection. Included is some neurological infections and autoimmune infections, which may require hospitalization. This is rare, however. There has been no reported deaths related to Zika virus to date.
There is no specific treatment or vaccine for ZikV. However, doctors usually provide treatment for symptoms associated with the virus.
So if you have a fever, pain, then you treat that. And there's no vaccine for it. So the only way to prevent it is prevent getting bitten. And if you get it, to prevent others from getting it, you have to stop yourself from being bitten again.
Principal Medical Officer and National Epidemiologist Dr. Karen Webster Carr. As part of a comprehensive vector control program launched by the Ministry of Health, teams from the Public Health Department are now going into communities to identify and destroy mosquito breeding sites, as well as to carry out fogging. Fogging will be carried out in several communities in Kingston and St. Andrew on Monday, June 15. These are Marverley, Huenden, and Bowerbank to Bellevue. Retirement in St. James will also be fogged on Monday, June 15. Fogging will continue in different communities across the island. Members of the public can also take personal responsibility in ridding the country of the Aedes aegypti mosquito that spreads the Zika virus. Begin by getting rid of old tires, tins, bottles, plastic containers, coconut shells, and anything in which rainwater can settle.
And we continue our public education so persons can remember that this mosquito, the Aedes aegypti, it breeds mainly in water that settles in and around homes, schools, workplaces, business places, in general where people live or congregate. So we want this to be a comprehensive effort involving all of society to ensure that we can reduce the vector that transmits this virus, in case there's an introduction of the virus into the country.
Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Marion Bullock de Cass. Remember to play your part to reduce the breeding of the Aedes aegypti mosquito. That's it for this edition of Healthline. To hear this and other GIS programs, go to gis.gov.jm/radio. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, for producer Prince Moore, I'm Vaughn Davis, reminding you to stay healthy.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.